I'm Nyla Boodoo. Today in Tech Shift, drones are coming to Chicago this summer. They might just be flying in your neighborhood. Look up at the power lines. It's because ComEd has received approval from the FAA to use drones for power line inspections. It will all start in the south suburbs this summer. ComEd will use drones crafted by students and professors at IIT, the Illinois Institute of Technology, with cameras attached to them for video and photos. The mini flying machines are expected to provide an in-depth look at power line failures. Matthew Spenko is an associate professor of mechanical and aerospace engineering at IIT. He's also the director of the robotics lab, and he joins us in studio. Thanks for being with us, Matt.
Thank you for having me.
So what I was looking at pictures of the drones. They're pretty small. What size of drones? Can you give us a sense of how big they are and what exactly they're going to do?
This one's actually fairly large. It's about maybe a meter wide and a meter tall because it has to carry some pretty high-end camera equipment to meet ComEd's needs. So it's fairly sizable. And you said it earlier, it's going to inspect transmission lines and power substations for ComEd. They want to be able to get different perspectives than what they normally get on the ground. And they want to be able to get into sensitive areas that they can't get to by flying full-size helicopters.
And by sensitive areas, do you mean especially if there's been a storm and sometimes it's hard to get to places? I know that can be a difficult thing as well when power lines are down. It's kind of a dangerous situation to get a whole big truck in there. Is that kind of the sense of what they'll be used for mostly?
Exactly. So okay. Those are the those are the types of things that common ones expect after big storms. Also, when I said sensitive areas, there are issues with the EPA. So there are situations or areas that have, I think, dragonfly nests that can't be disturbed through full-size helicopters, and there really are no issue at all with these smaller-sized drones.
So you all are going to start this off by testing this in the south suburbs. Why were the south suburbs particularly picked for this?
We were able to look at a number of sites that ComEd had proposed. There's a couple criteria we looked at. First off, we wanted to start with areas that were fairly easily accessible to us to get to in case – because we're going to be testing. We want to make sure that things go smoothly when we begin. We also looked at areas that were far away from most residential areas. We looked at some things that were really interesting to us, difficult to reach to areas, things like transmission lines that were on an island in the middle of a small lake or along a very, hidden among trees. So areas that ComEd traditionally would not be able to get to very easily to study. And that's what we're interested in from IIT's perspective is how are these robots actually going to be used in real-world situations? Because we run them in the lab and we think they have all these great features to them and we believe they have great features. But the proof is when we get out into these real-world environments.
Yeah, how did this partnership come about?
ComEd had contacted us. They had they were looking for a number of different projects, and they came to us to the Armour School of the Armour College of Engineering, and our dean brought a number of professors together that they thought they might be interested in this work, and it sort of continued from there.
And are students involved in this as well then?
Definitely. My graduate students, the robot that we're going to be using was designed and developed by one of my PhD students. And we've got a new PhD student who's going to be working on this project, building, supporting this, and also be looking to the future and see if we can develop some autonomous features for this robot.
Well, and also looking ahead to the future, I wanted to ask you, on TechShift, we've talked a lot about the FAA and drones and different ways drones could be used. And I mean, this is something that you are really, obviously, you work with, how drones can behave in real-world situations. What are other ways you think that we will start to see more applications of drones?
Well, I think you've already started to see a lot in sort of the film industry. I think any time that technology and that know-how is going to translate over to a lot of these surveillance and monitoring situations where you're going out to these really difficult or dangerous or dirty areas that you don't want to get to or you can't get to easily. Through humans, like through full-size systems. I'd also like to see increased. I think that they're going to see increased drone use in things like the police. I think situations, it's going to be, there's a lot of situations where if I were a police officer, I'd rather send in a drone into a situation than send in one of my officers. So I think that's also going to be something that comes along. Obviously, there are people who worry about police and privacy. There's a lot of issues associated along with that. But I was specifically thinking about, you know, situations that call for a quick response and that are definitely dangerous.
In the case of this instance with ComEd and with you all, are the drones going to be energy efficient? I imagine that's something ComEd's probably trying to pay attention to also.
That's a good question. Yes, we are actually, that's one of our concerns at IIT. One of the features of the robot that we built is that it can be very energy efficient compared to a standard quad rotor, which is sort of the standard type system that is very popular right now. And so one of the things that we're looking at is whether or not we get the extended range that we see in our experiment. So we think that we can get between 5 and 6 times the range than a standard quad rotor. We'll find out.
Well, it'll be really interesting to find out. Thanks for being with us. It's Matt Spenko from IIT. Thanks for being with us, Matt.
Thank you for having me.